Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 75 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we'll be continuing on the principles of lasting success. And this is going to be part three. So we talked about how getting to the top does not mean a person stays at the top. And in the podcast series, we studied this last week. We talked about some principles that one will help you get to the top, but will also help you stay there. And we also established the fact that being talented does not necessarily mean you'll be successful, right? There are certain principles of life you have to apply, some biblical principles you have to apply so you can be successful. So we've discussed a few principles already. I'll refer you back to episode 73 and 74 if you want to review them. So first we said righteousness, you know, right standing with God, doing God's will. Two, we said discipline. Three, we said consistency. Four, we said steadiness and staying power. So today we'll be discussing principles number five and six. God willing, right? So principle number five is persistence. So what does it mean to be persistent? Persistence means to be firm or obstinate. Is a firm and obstinate continuance in a course of action, in spite of difficulty or opposition. One thing you have to remember is that the moment you make a commitment to do something, a difficulty that will test that commitment is going to arise immediately. Sometimes it may not be super immediate, but it will definitely come. Take for example, when you decide that, you know what, I want to start losing weight. Okay, every day I'm going to go to the gym, every day I'm going to work out for this number of minutes on a treadmill. I'm telling you, those are the times where you start feeling very tired in the mornings. Those are the times where your knees and your ankles will start hurting. Those are the times where you'll start having more commitments come that potentially want to, you say, oh, wow, I don't really have time to go and work out. Right? That's why I love this definition of persistence. It says firm or obstinate. A person that is obstinate is a person that does not back down. There's nothing you can say that will make them change their mind. So sometimes you need to be obstinate with certain things so that you can be successful. You need to keep persisting. You need to keep pressing on. That's why, like the Apostle Paul that says, I press on toward the mark of the upward calling of God in Christ Jesus. So that means it was something that he had to be persistent in. He couldn't just put in minimal effort. No, because there were oppositions. There was a lot of opposition along the way, right? Paul kept facing one problem after the other, one problem after the other, one problem after the other, right? Many will think that, oh, wow, you know, there's no way he could have succeeded with all these problems. But no, he succeeded in spite of those problems. Why? Because he was very persistent. He was very persistent. So let me tell you this. It's really hard to record success in this world without persistence, without obstacles in the way. But the fact that there are obstacles in the way does not mean that those obstacles need to stop you, right? You can succeed in spite of those obstacles. There's a part of the Bible that says, you know, by God, I run through a troop. I leap over a wall. So that means those troops and that wall were standing between you and your destination. But you have to persist. Even the Bible says in the book of Matthew that he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Persistence. There was a time where God said in the Bible, I have placed before you an open door. So that means, wow, this great success is in front of you. But there are many adversaries. There are many things that can stand in the way. Right? Successful people are people that break through and achieve purpose in spite of the objections to the fulfillment of that purpose. So you need to keep persisting. Now, what is the next principle we're going to discuss today? Is good habits. That's another principle of lasting success. This principle number six, good habits. Good habits. I'm telling you, a successful life is made up of good habits. A successful life comes about from the consistent practice, the consistent living of good habits. So what are the kinds of habits that define your life? Is your life defined by good habits? Or is your life defined by bad habits? The thing is, in fact, you'll see another principle we'll discuss that relates to bad habits. But what kinds of habits control your life? What kinds of habits do you have with regards to spending time with God? What kind of habits do you have with regards to healthy living? What kind of habits do you have with regards to sleep? What kinds of habits do you have with regards to reading? What are the habits that you have? I'm telling you, those things that you practice habitually, those things you do consistently, will determine the kind of life you have in the future. I'll give you an example. When I was a child growing up in Nigeria, one habit that I practiced was reading the Bible. And not just reading the Bible, committing the Bible to memory. To this day, that habit I practiced is helping me. Whenever I make podcasts, whenever I preach in church or things like that, I'm able to do those things. Why? Because of habits that we practice in childhood. So those habits have started paying rewards right now. Right? So what kinds of habits are you practicing? A person that has a heart attack at the age of 50, you can trace it back to the habits that they practiced 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago, even in childhood. So the thing is, the earlier you pick up good habits and practice them and persist in them, the better your life is going to be. Because I'm telling you, good habits, right? When you practice, like think about it. If you practice the good habit of working out for 2 days, yes, you'll get some benefit from it, but it's not the same as a person that has practiced that habit of working out for 10 years. You're going to see the outcome of those two lives. You're going to see the person that will have all these medical comorbidities and the person that just has to go to the physician once a year to get their annual checkup. You're going to see it in their medicine cabinet, the person that is taking just a multivitamin versus the person that is taking like 10 different medications for chronic disease. I'm encouraging you today, look at your life. Add a good habit every month. Practice that good habit. Be consistent in that good habit. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And you'll begin to have lasting success. Now, as I wrap up this podcast, I want to extend an invitation to you. And that's the invitation of salvation. The Bible says that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. So, you may hear many things out there that say, oh, you know, if you just do good deeds, you can go to heaven and things like that. No, the only way to heaven is the Lord Jesus Christ. And again, Jesus is willing to save you today. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. Jesus is willing to set you free. He's willing to turn your life around. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away and all things have become new. He did not say some things. He said all things. All things have become new. So your life can be new. Your life can be changed. Your life can be transformed if you accept the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to accept that invitation today, I will encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe you were nailed to the cross. You shed your blood. You died. You were buried. You rose again on the third day to give me new life. Cleanse me of all my sin. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to serve you and honor you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations. Congratulations. You have been accepted into the kingdom of God. And your life will take a turn for the better. I'll say a few more things, but I want to pray for the people listening to this podcast. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the people listening to this podcast. I pray that may you make us successful. And may you make us not just successful. May you make us lasting successes. Let us never be known as ex-champions. Let us be above and not beneath. Let us be the head only and not the tail in every area of our lives. Lord, give us the grace to be persistent in doing the right thing. And give us the grace to pick up and practice and live out good habits so that all will be well with us. And I commit our weekends into your hands. I ask, O Lord, that may you glorify your name in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So if you just said that prayer of salvation, I will encourage you, find the Bible. Find the translation you understand. The New International Version, New Living Translation is perfectly fine. Read it. Start from the book of John. That's a good place to start. Read it. Do what it says. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And also, seek community with other believers. Find a Bible-believing church. Notice I did not say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. Again, we live in a time where there are many churches that try to adapt to the times. They change their message or they modify the Bible to suit the present world, right? So the fact that something has God on the name doesn't mean that they are preaching things that are consistent with the word of God. So find a Bible-believing church, attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. Find a Bible-believing church, see community with other believers, do God's will, practice the good habits of praying, of reading the Bible, and of doing what the Bible says. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. Thank you for listening to me until episode 76. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and God bless you. Thank you.